How you doing, sir?
Hey.
Doug. Doug Ryan and Mike, what's your name, sir?
Dutch. Haven't I talked to you before?
Oh, hey, it's Dutch Pentameter, the guy we ran into at the Texas Motor Speedway.
What are you guys doing out here?
Oh, well, we're out here covering the Cowboys. What are you doing out here, Dutch? Well,
I'm working for the Cowboys.
You are? What are you doing?
Well, I paint the lines on the field, cut the grass, and you see this big tower behind me?
Uh-huh.
I built that with steel I found out here in the dumpster.
Oh, okay.
The tower Jerry stands
really
in.
Yeah.
All the cameras, I built that. Yeah, my daddy taught me how.
All the cameras.
Yeah, they film the practices. You know, they got guys up there. You know, I built it real stable. They trust me.
Okay, Dutch. All right, Dutch. And you were born in Haslett, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
And how old are you, Dutch?
I'm 32.
32. You ever been married?
No.
Oh, he
not
laughed
going,
at that.
I'm going to.
He laughed at that.
I told you this last time.
What's that?
I'm just sick of all this Me Too stuff I hear going on.
Oh, no. Dutch.
What does it have to do with you getting married or not?
Because women just complain. I don't want that. I don't need that in my life. I got a job that I really like. I get to travel around, hang out with the Cowboys. I just don't need it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just don't. A woman doesn't need to be bitching about all her special treatment we give her. Hell, they got better bathrooms than we do, and they're cleaner, and they got, you know, stuff for their periods and stuff.
What?
Dutch. You okay, Dutch?
Yeah, I just...
I guess you want period stuff in men's bathrooms? I don't understand your point.
No, we don't need it. Now, I'm not saying that women, you know, should be harassed or nothing like Zeke, but I feel like a man should act like a man and a woman should act like a woman. You know what I'm saying?
I guess I understand.
I kind of understand what you're saying there, yeah.
See, there's just... I just feel like there's a natural order to things. It's just the facts. And, you know, some of them need to be taken over the knee when they get out of control.
Okay,
do you know what
Dutch,
I'm saying?
Dutch, no, don't really know what I'm saying. You know, I remember when we talked with you at the Texas Motor Speedway, you always had a few jokes that you shared with us. It seemed like I remember that you're a guy who liked jokes.
I got some jokes.
Oh, boy.
You want to hear one?
Sure.
Okay. Dutch jokes.
Did you hear? Scientists have discovered a food that diminishes a woman's sex drive by 90%. It's called a wedding cake.
All right. See?
A wedding cake.
I got another one.
Transitioned easily into the jokes, didn't he?
All right. Yeah, you got another one?
What's the difference between a woman's argument and a knife?
What?
A knife has a point.
All right. Dutch. He's only 32, and he's
he's already feeling this way.
60-year-old
guy.
Out of touch.
I got one more.
All right.
What's the difference between a nun and a woman in a bathtub?
What?
One has hope in her soul, and one has soap in her hole.
Okay, oh. Dutch. Dutch. What are you doing?
Mr. Pentameter.
Pentameter. What are you doing, Dutch? Is that it? You got another one there?
I think that's all I got for now.
Looks like you're shying away from something over there. I don't know what it is.
Go ahead and say it, Dutch. I mean,
we can always dump it if we need to.
So you can take it out, is what you're saying?
Yeah, we can take it out if you have another one. I mean, I don't know if you have another one.
Okay, one more. I hear there's a new drug for lesbians on the market to cure depression.
What's it called?
Try Cox again.
Yeah, we may want.
I think that's a drug name.
That's allowable. That's allowable.
It's a drug name. It's a drug name. Well, Dutch,
just
we certainly thank you for joining us again. and I guess you're going to be out here for a whole
camp?
Setting up the cameras and stuff
for a couple
with
weeks.
Steel that
no,
you found
I,
in the dumpster?
I built the tower. The tower's all good.
Yeah, we heard that part of the story.
Just got to paint the lines, keep the grass cut real short.
Did you build the cameras out of steel you found in a dumpster?
No, I don't mess with technology.
Okay.
Daddy didn't teach me nothing about that.
He's introducing
a
daddy storyline.
He built
here.
The towers for the cameras.
Oh,
that's what,
okay.
He didn't build the cameras.
I got it.
Yeah.
Well, Dutch, we wish you well, and thanks for speaking with us today.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Any final message you want to give to the Cowboy fans out there listening?
Just think Zeke should sign. That's it. I want to see him around.
You want to see him around?
Yeah.
You blame him for this, right?
No, I mean, I don't know. He's making millions of dollars. Jerry's making billions. And it just seems like...
okay, thank Jerry you, Dutch. We've enjoyed speaking with you. Thank you. That's Dutch. All right, back to you guys.
Okay. Killer will cry.
There's old Dutch Pentameter with us yesterday. Built the scissor lifts out here at training camp by himself with scrap metal that he found in the dumpster.
Daddy taught him how to do it, I think.
Yeah, I think so.